T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Sports Daily continuing. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle. Get to the Tad's Locker Room hotline, and we'll talk to friend of the station, friend of the show, Barry Trammell, the sports columnist for the Oklahoman at newsok.com. All kinds of stuff to talk about as far as OU is concerned. Wichita State and OU in basketball coming up this weekend in OKC. OU playing in the CFP. Before we get there, though, Barry, first of all, welcome to the show. And how about those Oklahoma City Thunder? Down 23 last night, came back to beat the Nets. So there's a lot to be excited about if you're an Oklahoma sports fan in general, isn't there?
Well, you're right. You know, the most recent being the Thunder. Here's a stat for you. In the first 921 games in Thunder history, they rallied to win from at least 19 points down 4 times. 921 games. In the last 25 games, they've done it 3 times.
Wow.
So they got, you know, I don't know what's the problem with getting them down so much, but they seem to have the wherewithal to come back. And it helps when a guy scores 25 points in 7 minutes and 11 seconds, which is what Paul George did.
You know, Barry, what about, since we started with the Thunder, give me a sense for the dynamic with Russ and anyone. I know that right now we're working with Paul George, and that seems to be funneling the right way. What is the challenge of working and working well with Russ at this particular point?
Oh, he is such a... Oh, whatever the word is, he's such a hardcore personality. Type A doesn't begin to describe it. But he would be hard to deal with in any realm of life. I mean,
right?
Well, you know, if he's your brother-in-law, he's going to be hard to deal with. If he's your next door neighbor, if he's your insurance agent, he's just he's that kind of personality. But some people take to it easier than others, and I think it's looking like Paul George is the perfect fit with Russell Westbrook. Paul George is rather unflappable. He doesn't get too excited about stuff. He doesn't get too down about stuff. You know, the house could be on fire, and he said, "Hey, everybody, grab your things. We better go outside." I mean, that's about that's about his level of blood boiling. And he scores 47 points, and you know, I mean, he enjoyed it. I'm not saying that, but he did. You know, he. Just very low-key personality, and he seems to have taken to Russ. So, and that, you know, anytime you say that, people take it in the context of, well, Durant and Westbrook didn't take to each other. The truth is, they had all kinds of conflicts over 8 years. But it's also true that they did all kinds of great things together and had all kinds of great moments, and they had moments like last night. That's not really the case. It's just that George seems an even better fit personality with Westbrook and one of the better fits you could come up with.
Barry Trammell, sports columnist from the Oklahoman and NewsOK.com, joining us in the Tad's Locker Room Hotline, talking state of Oklahoma sports, as it turns out. All right, let's shift our attention to Oklahoma and the college football playoff. Was it of your opinion, Barry, that And Bruce and I kind of went back and forth on deserve the CFP versus best teams in the CFP. Where do you think OU comes out on that, or do they come out both? Do they deserve to be in the CFP and they're one of the best four teams in it?
You know, I actually, this best thing is mostly nonsense, and it's a 80-year remnant of the affliction that plagues college football. Which is, it really can't do anything. College football can't have lunch without asking somebody to decide something. I mean, for decades, we picked the national champion by saying, who do you think is the best?
Yep.
Is all this mental process, and we got a little bit down the road with the BCS. We've gotten a little bit farther down the road with the 14 playoff. But this idea of who's the best is it's sort of silly. It's still wanting people to judge. We can't get it. You know, if you like judging, go to gymnastics. That's all they do is judge. But you're supposed to win your way in football. The playoff was dealt a solid blow at the outset when the SEC won the political battle and they ruled that you didn't have to be a conference champion to make the playoff. I mean, you got five leagues of superiority. And only four spots, and plus other assorted people, Notre Dame and the mid-majors who want in. And yet you couldn't bring yourself to say, well, let's make it a criteria that you at least have to win your way in. And now we get what we have, which is not just the SEC, but primarily the SEC, saying, well, you know, we've got the best. It's just, you know, it's just a declaration is all it is. It's just talk. Let me tell you what one of the four best teams in America would not do. They would not wilt with a 14-point lead playing against a backup quarterback. They wouldn't do that. Everybody's all fired up about what Georgia did Saturday. I came away thinking, man, Georgia's not ready for the big show. You can't win that game, you're not going to win any game. So, you know, if you want to make a case for Ohio State, I think that's perfectly legit. I think the Buckeyes have a good, solid case. I didn't think Georgia had much of a case.
Let's talk more about Oklahoma. They are what they are, and I think that Oklahoma Sooner fans have kind of become okay with it over the years. Not a lot of defense played, and that's kind of a irresponsible remark. It's when you play defense. It's not the overall picture of it, and Oklahoma still makes plays at times when they have to. But the nature of the offense and really what it means across college football. It's not just the Big 12 anymore, Barry. For many years, we dealt with this in the Big 12 and everybody kind of looking at the league with a jaundiced eye because it was all offense, no defense. Do you like the way that college football is going right now? Because Oklahoma is really kind of one of the teams on the leading edge of what college football is becoming right now.
I don't particularly like it because, you know, to me it's a little bit of a bastardization of the sport. And it's going on in the NFL. Everybody thinks we've got an offensive problem in the Big 12. Look at the NFL, for crying out loud. The game of the year was it 51-48? Where the Rams beat the Chiefs?
54-51.
54-51. Right. I mean, so it's not the Big 12. It's not a Big 12 issue. But the Big 12 is the poster child for it. You see it in baseball. You know, we've had some correction in baseball, at least. The pitchers have gotten a little bit of their territory back. You see it in the NBA. The rules change to where it's very difficult to play defense. Everybody loves scoring. Everybody's always loved scoring, and the rules always help the offense. So I'm not particularly crazy about it, but it is here and it's not going away, so you might as well capitalize on it. I do think there is a change in mentality among decision makers. You know, a couple years ago when Oklahoma was being mentioned for the playoff, Jeff Long was the committee chairman, and they'd ask him about Oklahoma, and he'd say, well, you know, they got all kinds of defensive deficiencies, and, you know, he's pretty critical of the Oklahoma defense. Fast forward to now, all season, when you ask Rob Mullins, the new chairman, hey, what about Oklahoma? He'd say, well, yeah, their defense isn't any good, but have you seen that offense?
Yep.
I think there's a new mentality that says, you know what, good defense is hard to find, and you better have offense to win.
Barry Trammell, Oklahoman, NewsOK.com, talking to OU Sooners. Kyler Murray is on pace to shatter the FBS passing efficiency record set by Baker Mayfield last season. I find it really hard to believe, number one, that he'll just walk away from football, especially after a season like this, and he might win the Heisman, and just go play baseball exclusively. Would you be surprised, Barry, if somebody didn't draft Kyler Murray in the upcoming NFL draft in maybe the fifth or the sixth round?
I think he will be drafted, but it'll be late. My understanding, I don't know. I mean, I don't get too worked into the NFL draft, but my understanding is if you draft a guy and he doesn't report, then, you know, at the end of the year, a year later, he's free again, so you don't get to keep him. So, I mean, it would have to be a lark to draft him late and just, you know, hope he shows up. I don't think he's going to play football anytime soon. I mean, I think he's going to play baseball, and the reason I think that is Scott Boras. You know, we can have our little fun over here with college football, and we can have our fun over there speculating about the NFL draft. But let me tell you who is serious on planet Earth, and that's Scott Boras. And you sign up with Scott Boras, and you make a deal with Scott Boras, it's major money and it's major commitment. And, you know, the Major League Baseball franchises, they live in fear of Scott Boras. But the one thing he does do is if he signs a contract, he delivers on that contract. I mean, he gives you what you signed up for. He's not going to let Kyler Murray go play football and sort of rebuff the Oakland A's. Now, 3 years from now, if Murray's in Double A and can't hit a curveball and he's 25 years old, maybe he walks away and calls the Atlanta Falcons and say, hey, remember what Michael Vick did for you? Maybe I can do the same. Mm-hmm. I can see that happening. But I think right now, I think the last football game we're going to see him play for a while is Alabama, and then if he wins the Big Bowl. But I think that's it for football for a while.
Barry, do you think that Oklahoma's in a good spot being a 14-point underdog against an Alabama? Does that fit the personality of this team to play with a little bit of a chip on its shoulder and to play kind of, I don't want to say disrespected, they're Oklahoma, for goodness sakes, nobody's disrespecting them, but they are 14-point underdogs.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. They haven't been underdog to anybody. They've been favored in every game. So, you know, I don't know. I can tell you this. They've been a double-digit underdog twice in the last 20 years in bowl games. Heck, and maybe in any – I mean, maybe in any game. I don't know. Maybe they've had some down years. I can't remember. But they were a 13-point underdog to Florida State in the Orange Bowl 18 years ago, and they won that game 13-2. They were a 17-point underdog to Alabama in the Sugar Bowl 5 years ago, and they won that game 45-31. Now, there is precedent for a big upset by the Sooners. I don't know what the Kyler Murray team has to do with Trevor Knight's team and Josh Heupel's team. Probably nothing. But they at least can look back on history and say, you know what, we've done it before. The truth is they just got to go down there and score. Alabama's going to score, I promise you. It doesn't matter if it's Tua or Hurts quarterbacking. Alabama's going to score probably into the 40s, maybe into the 50s.
So Barry Trammell.
If you want to win, you got to do the thing.
Barry Trammell, our guest, sports columnist from the Oklahoman. To that end, Barry, what's the prognosis for Hollywood Brown? Is he okay?
Have not heard. There's some rumblings that it's not as bad as they thought, and he might be able to be okay in play. I don't know if that's subterfuge. They could just be wanting Alabama to work on having to defend Marquise Brown.
Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman, who is legendary, and we appreciate his time. I'm gonna throw you a little bit of a change here, Barry. You've written over the years very eloquently and very appreciatively about Bill Snyder, which is odd in that you are a columnist in Oklahoma City writing about a guy north of the border. Obviously, you've gained a very personal affinity for the man and a great respect for what obviously he's done. Just talk a little bit about how that relationship developed and your fascination with it.
Well, I mean, I'm old enough to remember the bad days of Kansas State. I was born in 1961, grew up in Oklahoma, and, you know, when I was 14, my dad actually took me and my brother. We had something to do in northern Oklahoma. He said, let's just go on up and go to the Kansas State game. OU played Kansas State, 75. I was 14 years old. There were about 14,000 fans in a stand. It looked like a high school stadium. There were just people milling around. It wasn't an event. It was just despondent. nothing at all like what I was used to in Norman or Stillwater, even. And this is awful. And then in 1989, Bill Snyder comes along, and things quickly start changing. By 98, they were number two in the nation, had a chance to play for the national title. And I just, I just started thinking, everybody lost Barry Switzer and Bear Bryant, Joe Paterno. But here's a guy who's come to a place nobody would even want the job. And he's won big. I think it was the greatest coaching job in the history of college football. Over the years, I've been lucky enough to get to know Bill. I wrote a couple of things about him that he appreciated. Even, one year, Terrence Newman wins the Thorpe Award. Mm-hmm. And one of my jobs is in Oklahoma City. I announced the coach who's there to laud his player winning the Thorpe. So I announced Bill and, said the truth, which is he's the greatest coach of all time. And he came up and said, well, you're my favorite sports writer of all time. Because one of the pieces you wrote about me is the only thing I've ever mailed my kids. He said, hey, you got to see this. Huh. Is when, we did a project in which I called him the greatest coach of all time. And so we just had a good relationship since then. I appreciate everything he stands for, does everything the right way. And I have a lot of Kansas State friends. And I know the pride that he's instilled in that community and that university. You can make the argument that there's never been a football coach who was more important to a place than Bill Snyder was to Kansas State University. And that includes Bud Wilkinson at OU, who in many ways mm-hmm. changed the state. So, I applaud Bill. I hope retirement goes well for him. I don't think he's coming back this time. But I can tell you this, Kansas State is going to miss him.
Barry, yeah, great stuff as always. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Barry Trammell, the longtime sports columnist for the Oklahoman and NewsOK.com on all things OU. Didn't even really get to hoops past post Trae Young, as Wichita State and Oklahoma do battle down in Oklahoma City. All right, coming up next, it's time for the Cindio HRO Twitter question. Is the baseball shift going away? There's been a lot of scuttlebutt about outlawing or at least kind of molding and plying the rules a little bit when it comes to employing shifts. That's the subject of our Cindio HRO Twitter question. We'll discuss when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.